What up, world? Welcome one and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch our live shows every day about 3 p.m. Central Time. Sometimes things get a little weird. Sometimes life gets in the way. You know how it can be. And you can also check out Ocho Live, the podcast, the audio form of the show, on all major podcast platforms under the Blogging the Boys podcast feed in partnership with SB Nation and Vox Media. We announced that last week, and it was so awesome. We have so many new podcasts, including the 750 with Tony Casillas. We have Talk on the Star. We have Bruising the Boys. It is so awesome, and sometimes we do special podcast-only editions of Ocho Live, which is why we are gathered here. And if you're listening to me and I sound exhausted, that is kind of the case. I'm currently taping this. You can't say taping on a podcast. Recording this in the wee hours of the night after the Dallas Cowboys Week 2 victory over the New York Giants. The Cowboys getting that 20-13 win. The score really a lot closer than the game ultimately was. The Cowboys, look, this was awesome, honestly. This was a huge win for the Cowboys. They really needed this. We knew because the Philadelphia Eagles and Washington Redskins lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Indianapolis Colts, respectively, early on Sunday. We knew coming into this game, Cowboys-Giants, that the winner would walk away as the current first place holder in the NFC East and that the loser would walk away as the cellar dweller. And the Cowboys came out firing right away, 64-yard touchdown to Tavon Austin. And then they kind of took their foot off the gas. We saw Scott Linehan get really creative with the Cowboys offense, a lot of RPOs, a lot of play action, throwing on first downs. The Cowboys were not the team that we saw in Carolina, but then they did take their foot off the gas, but the defense prevailed. The hot boys were all over the field. DeMarcus Lawrence, Taco Charlton, Jalen Smith, Sean Lee, who is not a hot boy, you'll find out soon enough. It was just an overwhelmingly impressive performance by the Cowboys defense, and I think one that we're all really excited about. The Cowboys have a defense that is going to win them some football games in 2018. In fact, their defense did win them a football game, and I want to be clear here. I think that this win against the Giants belongs to the defense, but the Cowboys offense responded when they really had to. The Cowboys offense, late in the fourth quarter, needed a drive, a touchdown drive, to put the game away, and while the Giants would ultimately make it close and keep it cute, the Cowboys offense, that touchdown to Zeke Elliott, was just phenomenal. We really hadn't seen the Cowboys look like that in quite some time. You know, as Zeke even said after the game in his post-game press conference, not press conference, but his post-game comments, that, you know, he really hadn't felt that way since his rookie year, and I thought that was really impressive. And, you know, we've got so much coverage of this game, and obviously the Cowboys in general over at Blogging the Boys, and I encourage you to go check that out. We've got on Monday my 5 Winners, 5 Losers piece. We're going to have some stuff about Landon Collins getting pretty roughed up after what he had to say about Dak Prescott. But we're here right now on this special podcast edition of Ocho Live to bring to you the audio from the locker room. I was able to gather some locker room for the loyal Ocho Live and Blogging the Boys audience, and that's what we are here for. So in a second, you're going to hear from a few important people when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. First, you'll hear from Jerry Jones. Then you'll hear from Dallas Cowboys safety Kayvon Frazier. After that, you'll hear from Taco Charlton, one of the hot boys himself. Then you'll hear from one of the other hot boys, DeMarcus Lawrence, who was in quite the jovial mood after the Week 2 win. Then you'll hear from the linebackers, Jalen Smith and Sean Lee, as they tell you just their thoughts about this big win, what's gone into it, Chris Richard, blitz packages, Rod Marinelli, you name it, it's all in there, and it's all right here. This will be our practice for home games this season, so hopefully you're comfortable with it. If you like it, cool. Let me know. If you don't like it, let me know just as much. We want to make sure that we bring you the best coverage and the best that we possibly can at SB Nation and at Blogging the Boys. And I know that my my voice does sound tired again. It's been a long day. But let's kind of, you know, I'll go to bed and you start listening. Enjoy. Again, Jerry Jones, Kayvon Frazier, Taco Charlton, DeMarcus Lawrence, Jalen Smith, Sean Lee, coming up. Make sure you check out bloggingtheboys.com. Follow us on all social channels. You can hit me up on Twitter at RJ Ochoa. If you do have any feedback on this, or you can always send me an email, rj.ochoa@sbnation.com. But for now, enjoy, my friends. We'll see you next time. Again, Monday, February. I wasn't going to say February. Goodness gracious. Monday, September 17th, 2018 marks the first of hopefully many Victory Polo Mondays of the season for the Dallas Cowboys. So make sure you send those photos over to at RJ Ochoa on Twitter. Enjoy.
Knowing what happens to teams that start 0-2,
well, every play was a big catch. Beasley's catch was a big play for us. Of course, Tan opening it up like that, good. I was particularly rewarded by the fact that it were our receivers that made in my mind, some critical plays for them. Really thought that we just played with a lot of energy. That defense was out there. We had a lot of the same guys out there quite a bit. And at one time, they had quite an edge on us in time of possession, enough to start to worry about the defense. We're in good shape. We carried right on, and we're able to play on the field.
To the offense, to the layman, it looked like the offense was more creative. Did you see the same thing? And after last week, did you want the same thing?
Well, I saw one thing. Well, first of all, I'm very pleased with how we were. Very pleased with how Dak played. He made the big plays. He gave their defense something to think about in many ways. I saw the only thing that hurt us last week happen to us when we got those penalties there at the start of that third drive before we had our long drive. And that'll do that to you. We talked about that the week before. Those penalties killed us in those early possessions. In general, I thought we always respect the Giants. We respect Eli Manning, and so this was a very important one for us.
Jerry, are you pleased that two players around the league are demonstrating now this looks like an issue that's largely behind the league, at least at this moment?
Yeah, I don't have any comment on that. Everybody knows where we are on that.
How was Sean late?
Sean was back in, actually, on the last play, and had a sensitive ham, but was able to go back in on the last onside kick.
Since you had Rod Marinelli as coordinator, you really never blitzed this much. Does have like a big influence on Chris Richard kind of coming in here and doing this?
Well, I think so, and it's great to have guys like Jalen and the linebacking core that we've got that are really adding to the rush. But we got to them pretty good out there two or three times with a four-man rush.
Yeah.
And Charlton, I'm really proud for him. Looked like he played well. Certainly made the obvious big-time sack. But I think it's helping us to have 57 out there, Wilson. These guys can really run. Jalen, just again, reiterated as he's walking through the door, man, I'm back and just right like I was. So it's good to see him covering the ground that he covers and plus being available because he does have really a skill set when it comes to putting pressure on the passer.
Where's the confidence level of this defense right now, man? You guys are flying around.
Yeah, man, we definitely definitely really confident. We got to do a better job of tackling, me personally, but my boys have my back. You know, every missed tackle I had, they was right there to clean it up. So, man, we're definitely confident right now. We ready to play next week, too.
How did you keep Odell Beckham Jr. in check tonight as a group in the secondary? That's a guy that's hard to slow down.
Yeah, I mean, when we was preparing for him, Coach Richard just said, let's just go out there and play. You know, we're going to play him like we play everybody else. And our corners, Cheeto, A.B., Byron, and Jay Lou, you know, they did a good job containing him. You know, and they stayed on top. That's the name of the game in the NFL, staying on top and limit a big play. You said, what was we trying to do?
Yeah, what was your goal for the game?
Yeah, man, we just came out and play Cowboy defense. You know, that was our goal. You know, it was just to go out there and play like we always play. You know, Cowboy defense, swarm around, make tackles. We swarmed around well. Me personally, I didn't make enough tackles. You know, I missed a lot. But But my defense had my back. You know, every missed tackle I had, they was right there cleaning it up. So, you know, that's something personally I got to get better on this week. But we gonna bounce. Well, I'm gonna bounce back in our defense, man. We played great. You know, I just got to get better at tackling.
Even though you want to get the W, was there more emphasis because this is an NFC East team?
Oh yeah, I mean obviously, you know, it's a division game. You know, obviously we gonna go out there and give it, you know, that little bit more. But man, we just excited we got the dub.
I mean, it's just a matter of all the hard work we put in with Coach Marinelli throughout the season, finally pulling up. But like I said, it's something that, like I said, it all started up front with the leaders. Like I said, with Ty starting it off as the captain, leader of the D-line, and then D-Law coming in, you know, and him being a force, everybody else steps up to the plate. You got to rise to the occasion. And like I said, it's only going to get better once we get, you know, Randy back and we get, you know, David back and, you know, get everybody back healthy. I think, like I said, we have a nice, you know, force coming.
Didn't necessarily need any help, but what does it do for the defense when you guys are blitzing a lot more this year than
in the past? Yeah. The linebackers with Jalen and all them all coming, it definitely, you know, it makes the linemen guess. It makes the linemen guess, and if they're slow, they have a slow reaction with us, we're going to take advantage of it. And that's something we was able to use.
With this offense where it's still developing its identity, getting its feet under it, some of the new guys are coming. Defensively, do you guys feel like you have to carry a little bit more of the load?
No, we have faith in our offense. We know what they're capable of. We know, you know, they have playmakers on that side of the ball, and they can make things happen. So we still have faith in those guys, but like I said, we still feel like we need to, you know, bring our own, you know, identity as a defense and want to be one of the best defenses in the NFL.
What were you seeing in the Giants' eyes as you guys kept putting pressure on Eli?
Really, like I said, once we get in that rhythm and, you know, we start feeling each other, and that's kind of what when I made the Hot Boys, that's kind of what I wanted, is just that identity. And when that come and that whole mindset just flip on and that switch flip on, and like I said, once that pressure start coming, just more and more, and we just try to take over games.
On the subject of that identity, you said Hot Boys for life when you ran in. How good is it to feel that, have success in your first game at home this season?
Oh, like I said, we love it. Like I said, I didn't know what it was going to be when I like started the whole deal. But like I said, the fact that, like I said, everybody gravitated to it, and everybody, like I said, especially on the defensive line, we hang on to that mantra. And if we playing bad, it's just a matter, like I said, if one of us, you know, ain't stepping up to the plate, we held each other accountable to, you know, being a part of our group.
You play against the Giants and Manning a couple times a year. Yeah. Do you feel like this was the best you've played against them? Do you think they caught them by surprise, maybe?
You know, this is only my second year myself. So, you know, you have to ask Ty and D-Law, them guys, you know, who played them more than me, you know, what was the difference this time? Yeah, the boys put in work tonight. Just very proud, you know, see all my guys, you know, come out the game with a sack.
I mean, it's looking uphill, but, you know,
we can't just sit here and get satisfied off of sacking Eli. We got to go do it again next week and go sack Russell. So that's what we got.
So many different guys had at least a sack. How many Hot Boys do you have on this defense?
Man, they coming out of the woodworks, huh? I'm telling you, I mean, they looking good. Just proud of them. I really don't know how many it is right now. I think Taco, Twan, Tyrone. I don't know if Jalen got a sack. Did Jalen get a sack on that third down, or that was just a top?
Damian Wilson got a sack.
Damian Wilson, yes. I mean,
Kayvon got a sack.
Yeah, I mean, but they back there, you know. Okay. I mean, it's just a front guy. So we're gonna keep it a, you know, tight, close group, but I'm just proud, you know, the boys came to work today.
How much credit do you give the secondary?
Hold on, we're going to do one at a time, okay?
How much credit do you give the secondary?
They did a hell of a job, you know, staying on top, making, you know, those underneath routes, you know, more comfortable for Eli. So, you know, once the game got deeper, offense put up more points, they had to start throwing deep balls, and it was time to get out of the thing. So they did a great job today.
Did you see any of the fear you referenced with Eli tonight?
I mean, he was everywhere, bro. I mean, he did a good job moving around today. I give it to him, man. Eli had a little juice, but he still got out there.
Are you guys?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, it was too hard to focus on Eli wearing it down when I'm out there cramping, you know. So I just got to, you know, get more stamina, get more fluids in my body, and then I can worry about the work.
So you had to leave for a while to get an IV?
Oh, absolutely.
You had to do that a lot
first time? I'm so skinny. I got to eat.
DeMarcus, are you guys the team from week one or week two?
Say that again?
Are you guys the team from week one or week two?
I mean, we're still building. You know, we're still trying to build this identity, this chemistry. We'll see next week. You're going to ask the same question next week, right? All right, we'll see.
Okay.
You say, what did it do for the defense? Just switch it up. Offensive line, gonna have to switch up their set points. They're gonna have to, you know, pick up the blitzes. So, you know, now we can use more speed.
Is that Chris Richard's influence a little bit, or is Ride maybe changing things up?
I really can't tell you that. I know, you know, these defense coaches are doing a hell of a job putting us in the right position for the play. So, as long as they keep, you know, giving us that recipe, we keep making that meal for them.
Whoever is coming from, you like it.
Oh, absolutely.
Made an appropriate introduction to Eli Manning tonight?
Man, balls to the wall, you know. Thought he was going to slide. He didn't. Had to make him pay for it.
Did you use the hit stick there on that one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Manning ratings are going up.
Surprised he jumped right back up?
Oh, man. I don't know. All I know is a third down stop. Held him to a field goal. Was able to pull off the win, so that's what matters.
Did the offense, your offense, getting off to a fast start help you guys on defense at all?
Yeah, you know, whenever the offense gets has some great momentum, you know, it just brings that extra energy to the team. You know, our defense, we take pride in playing this game the right way. We don't need our offense to score, you know, 1,000 points. You know, just get us enough to where we can do our thing. And, you know, Dak's incredible. Zeke's incredible. The O-line. Just a team win. It feels good.
How would you describe the feeling when you guys continually put pressure on the quarterback like you did Eli, especially in that first half? It felt like a feeding frenzy on the outside looking in. What does it feel like when you're in the middle of it?
We have guys that can rush from the front level, from the middle level. Even from the secondary, we got some guys who can really get after it. And when you stop the run, then you can unleash, you know, on our different type of packages and plays and things of that nature. So it's about having fun.
Is that as aggressive as you guys have been with different types of blitzes since you've been here?
Yes, yes, yes. Credit goes to Marinelli, Big Cat, Big Dre. Coach, you know, Richard, just dialing up some great plays, and then, you know, it doesn't work if we don't hit it with speed and intensity. And that's something that I pride myself on. And, you know, me having a little bit of expertise in blitzing, you know, I'm able to feed off, you know, to my fellow linebackers. And we all look great. So,
is that part of what Richard brought to?
Yes.
Coordinating it the right way.
Yes, 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 absolutely. I mean, just his tenacity, his attention to detail. He explains to us why, you know, we need to move, you know, on any given play. And that helps. But its credit just goes to all the guys. It's a team win. It's hard to win in the National Football League. So when you do, you have to cherish it. So
Dak was called out and challenged this week. Did you guys feel that on your side of the ball for him?
We're going out with one mission every single week, and that's to dominate. So, you know, Dak's he's a great guy. He's a competitor, and he matched it.
I don't know what the exact quote was, but Jerry said that when you came into the locker room, you were saying something about being all the way back. What was your comment?
I was just telling him that I'm back. Got a chance to show it tonight on Sunday Night Football. It's a great opportunity to play for America's team. You know, they believed in me when no one did. You know, people thought I'd never play the game again. But, you know, just reminding him that I'm back. And thank you. Thank you. I have a clear eye view.
Dylan, a lot of people think
you had hit that dude with your full might, it could have gotten really ugly. I'm talking about Eli.
Yeah, you know, it's tricky when you're hitting quarterbacks because, you know, you kind of want them to go down. Well, you want them to stay up, but you know you bank on them going down, you know, just for protection. You know, it's a quarterback league. You know, but he exposed himself, and, you know, as the competitor I am, just making him pay for it.
You had to swipe him, bro.
Had to swipe him. Celebration's amazing. Trademark.
Jalen, how good can this team be? I know we have 2 weeks to sample from. How good?
Yes. Man, the sky's the limit. We just have to focus on day by day. You know, we get 24 hours to enjoy this game and this win, and it's back to it. So I'm excited. We have a young team. We have a group of guys who care for one another. And we're going to lead with love.
How much of the defensive identity do you feel like was established tonight?
A lot. You know, everything that we've done, you know, since OTAs began, just building that foundation and that culture. You know, this is the fun part when you get a chance to, you know, to show it in front of X number of people.
Exactly how many.
My vocabulary. I ain't going nowhere. I'm here to stay.
Well, some of the defense overall, six sacks, a lot of pressure on Eli.
Yeah, I thought the D-line played incredible. Got a lot of pressure. Played good as a group across the board. Just thought they're a really good young running back who's a talented guy. And that whole offense has a lot of talent. It was a challenge for us. I thought we stepped up. And then in the secondary, how they played, not giving up a lot of big plays and making plays on the football was incredible.
You made clear that you weren't pleased with your performance last week. How did you feel you bounced back?
I thought it was a better game for me, cleaner game. You know, I still got work to do, continuing to work to get, you know, back in shape. So it was a good win for us. And for me, though, I'm going to continue to work to get better.
Jason said you had a slight hamstring. Can you talk about that?
I think cramp. I had some cramping in there, so I don't think it's anything serious. Don't think it'll keep me out next week.
Nothing related to last year's issues?
No, nothing related to it. So, you know, I see it more as a cramp, and at the end of the game, it was more precautionary. Needed to go in. Probably I could have gone in.
What does it say about this defense? Six different guys get a sack with a six sacks total.
It just tells you the amount of talent we have and how hard that D-line's worked. I thought the coach did an unbelievable job of dialing up different pressures, different looks. So as a group, that group has been incredible all offseason in camp, and it's just excited to see them put it out there.
With all this blitzing that you guys have been doing, how much of that is sort of to establish this identity that you guys want to have all year?
Yeah, well, we want to get up to the quarterback, you know, and we want to, you know, blitzing, though, it's one thing to get pressure. You also have to have guys in the back end who can cover. So having confidence in our secondary, the way they played, one-on-one matchups, incredible how they play, that helps us.
Blitzing is something Rashard has brought.
Being more aggressive. Well, we've blitzed and had different packages, so I think, you know, he's a great coach who's brought some stuff. But, you know, Coach Marinelli had also the background of both of them they have a lot of blitzes.
Is that as aggressive though that Marinelli was called the game in your recent memory in terms of bringing different types of blitzes?
Well, I think looking back, we each week, I think just the variation, they've done a great job back in the past. Coach Marinelli has always had variation, and I think Coach Rashard also brings some of that, and the combination of both is exciting.
When Jalen has a hit the way that he did on Eli, does that do more for the team just than a simple tackle? Does that get you the blood flowing?
Oh, no question. I mean, anytime you get up to the quarterback and you look at the pressure that some of the linebackers bought, I think Damian have a strip sack. You know, Damian has stepped up for us big time, a guy who's played a lot of football and really come into his own, and was great to see him tonight play well.
How bad did you want to get back out on the field on that onside kick try? I know you weren't out there on the one that they recovered. How bad did you want to – I saw you were back out there.
I came back out on that, and, you know, I pride myself on being out there on hands and trying to finish football games, and, you know, that middle dribble was a tough play. And so, you know, I knew coming out there when the game was on the line, I liked being out there.
Sean, when did you think the defense could – 29 points in 2 games. When did you think that you guys had something? Not that you're there yet, but when did you think you guys had something?
I mean, I look back to last year and look at us as the season went on. You look at the last 4 games last year when we had everybody, when we were healthy, when you know, some of the young guys got back and were able to play a couple games and get experience. I think that really last year and in the offseason we saw and we could be a good defense. We still have room to work, though. It's just two games. You have to play an entire season, and we have room to for improvement. So that's what we need to concentrate on.
The guys were mad they gave up the touchdown.
Yeah, that's how we are. We shouldn't have, you know, we felt when we get into games, you know, we want to put no points on the board. You know, we want to be able to stop them. We feel we have that ability.
So. Talking to Taco and Tank, you mentioned that Jalen's an honorary member of the Hot Boys. Yeah,
you know, that's an issue. I've been campaigning for myself. I've been trying to get rush clips of myself and send it to the D-line room. you know, I've had some pick stunts in the past that got them sacked. So, yeah, that's an issue that I'm going to keep working on.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Get down, tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
Hi, I'm Karis Fisher. I want to tell you about another podcast you should check out. It's called Recode Decode. Every week, I talk to tech and media's key players about how they're changing our world. I interview tech executives like Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, political figures like Hillary Clinton, and media personalities like John Carreyrou, who literally wrote the book on Theranos. Once again, the name of the show is Recode Decode, hosted by me, Karis Fisher. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. See you there.